Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, it's from Spaceballs, Pizza the Hood.
Oh, yes. I do remember now.
And then his, you know, his buddy was whatever that guy was. He's looking like he's living in that room.
It's very cool. I like the purple lights. I like the background. Why did you want to make it a haunted studio?
I like it to be an evil haunted studio.
That's so cool that you built a studio in the basement of Luigi's Haunted Mansion.
Ooh, there he is.
Yeah, see, he's Pizza the Hut. That guy looks like he lives in your studio.
Pizza the Hut. He's right over there. I just can't turn the cameras around.
He's cool, look at this, but he hates fun? Light.
Is this fun right here? He goes, Lewis, if you wouldn't mind, let me take a second here. Guys, Big J Okerson here. I'm here to talk about...
I did that about 50 times when I first got my studio built.
And then never again.
Over and over again. To myself.
You never touch that button again. That button is just collecting dust.
I don't even have the other camera. Well, the other camera goes to Rob's angle now, but for a while I had them both on me where I could do that, what Jay's doing. It's fun. Feel like an old-timey newsman.
You're an old newsman.
Can you guys see something on my face right here? Like here and here?
Ugly.
No. Oh, yeah. A little
it's
red.
On the rest of your face, too.
And here, and here, and here, and here.
What happened?
Should I just tell you all of the mini incidents that keep on stacking up throughout the entire
year? I don't know.
If you've got enough for an episode, I'll do a full episode on Lewis mini incidents from abroad.
It's been a pretty
major incident before you took off.
Can I say I've had no incidents?
No,
but I will say that
I didn't mean incident in the sense that we mean a Lewis incident, but anyone would call this an incident happening to them. This was a pretty big thing.
The entire trip has been just absolute chaos.
It started fucking crazy.
So it starts off we have seven of us going. It's me, Jenna, my sister, Bianca, my niece, her daughter, Beatrice, James, and my 88-year-old Aunt Anne-Marie.
It's a good crew.
Anne-Marie.
Great crew. Three nights in Rome, four nights in Venice. You know, just dream trip. Want to bring my aunt there for a really long time.
Anne-Marie's going to party. She's there to party.
Well, Anne-Marie's been fucking crushing it. She's just drinking wine and apple spritzes the whole time.
Now she's getting her groove back.
Oh, yeah. So...
any of you wops trying to get your dick wet?
Hey, any of you guineas want a little taste of the fucking West?
Beatrice, my sister, Bianca, and Anne-Marie go in one Uber. Me, Jenna, and James in another Uber, right? They're gone. They're already on their way to the airport.
This is on the American side of this trip.
American side. Me and Jenna both have clear, so we're not like freaking out. Like my sister and Beatrice want to get there super early. They're those chicks. So like they're getting there 3 hours before the flight. Me and Jenna are like, all right, we'll get there like an hour 45 before. We have clear. We'll walk James through. No big deal. So this is like we're supposed to be at the airport. We're supposed to be leaving at 5:10 or so. And at 4:45, Beatrice, as she's pulling up to the airport, goes, have you checked the date on James's passport, the expiration date?
Who does that?
That's a good time, though. It's a good thing she thought of it before the trip.
I know it's me. I'm an idiot.
No. Don't you listen to me, Lewis. Don't you do this to yourself, okay? I got your back on this one. Listen, this is an insane mistake to make that reflects poorly on the parents and the larger family in general. It is 100% Beatrice's fault. That is just That is the job of a mom.
It's mom stuff.
A dad is never gonna, listen, I don't know what to say. There's no chance I'd ever check that. This is on my wife. If my passport's overdue, it's on her. But if the kids, I mean, come on, that's insane to expect a man to even think of needing a passport.
I try to convince her that it's 50-50, and she won't even take any responsibility.
See, this is the problem, Lewis. You're giving up you're trying to be reasonable, and you're giving up all the 100% of the principle when you say it's 50-50. It's not 50-50. I'll call Beatrice right now and tell her.
Let me do my segment now. What do you guys think at home? Do you guys think that James should have been aware at this age of his own passport expiration? Or is this the parents' idea? Or is it just the mom's idea? Let's check it out.
I don't even know.
Now on the Friday night hang, we get the crowd involved with Jay. Because right, that's what you get when you sign up. Jay's going to toss it to you guys sometimes.
Guys, now, what do you think here? Let's open this to the floor.
I mean, it's just, first of all, I'm not thinking about my son's passport expiring. Passports are 10 years in my mind. I was like, but for kids, they're not.
That's the problem. When you get them, though, you're like, you just look at it and you go 10 years and you go, I'll never have to do this ever again. I won't be alive in 10 years. This is insane. The idea.
10 years? Wait a minute, I have to get another passport in infinity years?
James, this is your forever passport now.
None of us were supposed to live to this age. And so now we have to deal with the poor calculations we made.
God, there is fun. When you were younger, if it was like, and you'll be done paying it off by 50, I'm like, nice. I'm never going to finish paying this off. 50 is an impossibility.
So I look at the passport, and it is 6 months expired in January.
Ugh.
And I mean, that's that. Now I have fucking Beatrice and Jenna and my sister all going, just go to the airport. He's a kid. They'll just let him through. Like dumb women. And I'm going like, no, that's not the way it works. It's international fucking travel.
It might be true if you were flying domestically, you could be expired. They might let you through. They're not letting you into a foreign country with a passport that's expired.
I can maybe convince a person at the American gate to let him through. Then we're going to convince Italy when we get there to let him through. Then coming back, another person on the Italian side to let him through. It's just not happening. So I see James and I'm like, I don't want to say anything. I'm almost like whispering it like, the same way, like if his mom had died, the way I would react for like the first hour, like I don't want to like.
You're like, and you'd have the same consolation. You go, now we're still going on the trip.
Everybody relax.
We're gonna do this trip. We're not gonna let this mess it up.
I mean, God bless him. He's just not the kid that like freaks out. Like if that was me, I shit you not. If I was 12 and my mom forgot to renew my passport, I'd be like, you dumb fucking dingbat whore bitch.
Can I tell you something, though? There's also something to, I hear what you're saying, for sure. There's also, as a kid, I was talking about this last night with somebody, like, the things that you deem are, like, cool are just different in some way. So there's something to him, like, as a kid, I don't know, I can see the parents, like, you and Beatrice being frustrated, but as a kid, you're being like, oh, we're going to take a little adventure to fucking D.C. to...
That's the way it ended up being, yes. But in this moment, we don't know that there's an adventure to DC happening. In this moment,
you don't know if you're even going to be able to go at all.
We have no idea if we're going to Italy. And I've done this before where you get a passport like in a day. Like there's a process. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I know. Those would be me and Justin going to fucking Canada with you.
Yeah, you have to, you go downtown. It's New York. You get a time in New York.
You have to go to the post office, then you got to go to the company, you got to like run like a packet around or whatever.
There's specific things you have to show up with, right? So I call the passport agency and I'm just like, look, this is the deal. If there's anything, they're like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, anywhere driving distance. They're like, there's nothing available till Monday. And this is Thursday. This is on Wednesday night.
You're missing half the trip. Yeah.
So then I was like, can you just start checking other states? I was like, he was like, just tell me a state. I was like, can you check Washington, D.C.? He was like, we have tomorrow, Washington, D.C., 9:30 a.m. So this is on Wednesday night. And I was like, I looked up from D.C. I can get a flight out of D.C. to go to Italy. So I was like, that's it. We're going to D.C. to get your.
Oh, you flew out of D.C.?
Yeah, we flew out of D.C.
So you drove your car down to D.C.?
No. So it's so shitty the way it all went down, guys.
Did you Uber to DC?
No, because we fucking.
You took a donkey. You donkey rode to Washington DC.
First of all, the guy on the phone didn't tell me that both parents have to be there for the passport. So
Jesus Christ,
really?
So Beatrice, so I ended up sending.
Is that also very true? That's true. Yeah. Both have to be present.
Both have to be present. Otherwise, it's a very specific.
You have to get this document. if you have a single mom and a dad who left, you can't get a passport. Stay in the country, well, loser.
If you have sole custody, that's a different thing. Right? But if the mom can't be there, what Beatrice would have had to do, because she was already at the airport, and I was like, you guys just go ahead. I was like, I'll bring James to DC. I told Jenna, I was like, Jenna, just go with them. And I was like, I'll be a day later than you guys.
This is a funny scenario. Hey, girlfriend, go with my ex and the whole family to Italy.
Hey, go enjoy the most awkward trip to Italy.
Hey, guys, you could also not talk about me a lot. That'd be great. If you guys wouldn't mind when you're on this trip, if you could not talk about me when I'm not there, that would be awesome. That would be really awesome.
The whole time going like, please don't bring up November 2024.
Yeah, just because of the... Hey, you know what, guys? If you guys don't start comparing dates for stuff, that would also fucking really... Damn, that would feel good. Yeah, and you go, hey, Bianca, Jenny, do me a favor. Can you stand in between my ex and my current so they don't have just long conversations about whatever?
Fuck it. Yeah, dude.
You show 3 hours into the trip. He goes, he told me that was our song together.
They essentially sent me to a website where I could pre-fill out the form and just print it out. Mm-hmm. And I see on the websites you need both parents. So I called Beatrice, I was like, you either have to, when you're in Rome, go to an American consulate, have a notarized, the Pope has to come and fucking spell your hair.
You're giving her Liam Neeson like activities she has to take care of when she gets there. When you get there, I need you to speak to the president of Kiev.
Dude, to ever have to actually say the other words, not watching it in a movie, but to tell someone you know you have to get to the American consulate when you land abroad is just such a funny
24 beeping. Boop, beep, boop, beep.
I have information on an imminent terrorist plot.
You guys don't understand. I have to get James there. He is the cure.
So I was like, or you get sick behind, and I was like, if you come, I was like, I'll change all of our flights. So just changing the flights,
bazillion dollars,
$3,000. Wow. Just changing the flights. Just I start off $3,000 in the hole, so I'm just fucking really.
And you're paying for this entire trip, so you're already starting.
My house. I just filmed a comedy special. I just invested in a coffee brand. I have no money.
Lewis is in the deepest hole.
I've never had less money.
Can I pay you an individually packaged high quality coffee?
Boost your tea.
I got to tell you before I finish, dude. Bonfire, they're crushing that shit every day.
I know.
The body brain.
Who told me? Was it you or Christine?
DJ Lou.
The actual staff loves it.
Yeah. DJ Lou makes it every day.
Stocked up. You guys have given us so much press. I'll keep the Bonfire staff stocked up.
Me, I've been boofing it. And I tell you what, dude, I'm ready to punch through a wall.
So we end up getting flights.
Wait, so hold on. Right. So you get flights at night. Beatrice
on the flights.
So Beatrice stays behind. She doesn't get on the flight.
She stays at the airport waiting for me to come with James. Because we have a 9 o'clock flight to Washington.
Oh, I'm sorry. So no one got on the plane. No one got on the original flights. Changed all of the flights. No,
everybody, me, Beatrice, and James stay behind. Everyone else is on the way to Italy.
Okay.
Our flight to DC delayed. 12 o'clock, they cancel it. They move me on to another flight that's leaving at 1 that's been delayed all night as well. Delayed. 1:30 hits. They end up boarding the flight. Finally, we're like, fuck, wait on the flight for an hour. They deplane, cancel that flight. So it's 3 a.m. now. We're like, fuck, we have to run and rent a car.
Oh, you're just at a point you're like, take my money. I don't even want to go to Italy anymore.
It was brutal. It was fucking brutal.
Hey, that is horrible. Lewis.
Jay?
Brutal. That was brutal.
It is brutal. You're goddamn right.
Well, I just know I like to be the gauge because when it's brutal, I got to give you your due. because right. of
you got to give me my Duvel.
I had one foible 15 well, years you have ago.
Well, now you have to like give anything worse than getting turned around and having to take a train ride back from so Canada. Anything brutal. Worse.
Brutal. It has to be brutal. Brutal for sure. Yeah. That's my brutal meter.
anything, one feather. Like if you do that, if you got turned away from Canada and then one feather came down and landed on your head, Jay would go brutal. Now it's brutal. That's dude, it's got to be a little more than that.
When you know what the outcome is, you kind of, after a little bit, you kind of can go like, well, this is funny, right?
Yes. Well, you know what? That's the thing is that the outcome here is, as we talk to you, all we know is that you're in Italy. The outcome of getting turned away from Canada was you went back to your one room home to jerk off into a sock. So yeah. the that might have been more brutal than this.
Yeah, but that sock was pretty hot.
It was a hot ass sock. Back,
dude. I'm in my mouth, Lewis.
Never talk back. Never had to make it come. Are you close yet? Are you even close?
This is so much more brutal than anything because I don't know what's happening. I don't know. By the way, I don't even know if we get to Washington, D.C., if they're going to give him his passport. You have to have all of these specific documents, all like, and I like, while after this, even before we got to the airport, like I had to run to Beatrice's house, go through her filing cabinet, find his birth certificate. We have specific versions of our IDs and photocopies of our IDs. We had to have our, you know, all the things printed out very in a specific way on a specific size paper. It was just a very stressful thing. You don't even know if you're making it.
Yeah, Jesus.
Just driving through the night, you know, getting breakfast as soon as we got to DC in the morning. Heading over to a Walgreens to get his photos done because you have to have the photos done. We had to head over to another like a FedEx office so I could print out a few more forms and a few more documents. Finally got there. And I will say right now, the only thing, the people at the DC passport agency, fucking so cool. Like the nicest people. Every time you're in a government building like that, you're like, this is going to suck. They're going to be the biggest pieces of shit. It's like, you know, just... whatever it is, they got you by the ball.
They see people in desperate. Their job is seeing people in desperation.
Oh, constantly. But I've been to the New York one. The New York one, they are fucking brutal. They're like just, it feels like the DMV.
Buddy, everything in New York is, that's the way it's treated. That's one thing I've, about being in Jersey that I felt more than anything else is just that. Like not everybody hates their job and they're pissed off at you about it.
It seems like in New York they pay you extra to be a dick. Like it seems like you like they're it's unbelievable. But yes, so okay, so you get there to DC, they're cool.
DC, we get,
they get James's passport.
9:30 a.m. appointment. We go through the process, you know. We go in and the girl's behind the counter. She's like, what time's your flight? I was like 10:20. I was like, there's a 5:40 flight. We could switch it to maybe if we get it earlier. So she wrote that our flight was at 4. So they expedited it even further. We ended up having the passport in our hands at 1 o'clock and, we couldn't get on the 5:40 flight. We had to do the 10:20 flight. So it was sold out completely. But yeah, we ended up getting there the next day. That was crazy, but once again, kind of an adventure. Like James will remember this as like the time that we didn't have his passport.
Yeah.
Both of his parents came together. It was like a fucking. Well,
it's almost what I was saying about it. I was like, kids. Also, at that point, there's no like thing of in like it's just delaying getting to Italy, where it's like this is also kind of a cool like dude to me. Being in the car overnight when I was a kid would have been just like this is so fucking cool.
Oh yeah, he's like crashed out in the back, but also it's like the whole time like. I also checked my bag. I have a big bag. So I checked my bag to go to DC initially, but they changed flights and then I couldn't get my bag back. I didn't know if they were going to be able to get it on the flight to Italy. I'm like, I'm dealing with like this giant bag that I don't know if I'm going to have any of my stuff just the whole time. It just sucks. I ended up seeing the bag at the baggage office because they have to go back to the baggage office. I saw it and I pulled it out of the line and I was like, no. And then I rechecked it for the Italy flight later on. But we get here. And I mean, I'll tell you, man, I've never really watched. It's like it was stepping outside of myself, watching my sister just almost fist fight three different people on the way from just the airport to the hotel.
Well, she is the fighter of the family.
Dude, she's fucking insane, dude.
Wait, hold on. So
you call this pizza?
Lewis, for all the people listening, these are the subscribers, you guys know, but Lewis's sister, of course, has the same illness he has. So why was she, who was she trying to fight?
Which is always like little like things, because I will say in Italy they are cunts.
Yeah.
European cunty attitude, especially in Venice. Rome, not so bad. In Venice, these people, like, they just, like, look down their nose at you. They hate that you're there.
Yeah.
They're not working for tips. So, like, every restaurant is, like we're just, like, you know, it's, like, I understand, like, you're Italians. You guys got to all, like, get together, like, and have your big Italian dinner where you talk for 4 hours.
Hey, the fangold, the forgets.
90 minutes, cocksucker. In and out. Let's go. Like, we don't need it to take, like, literally every dinner's taking 3.5 hours.
Why do we have to plan our crimes? Can I tell you, I just want to tell you, it's a one-off thing that'll just make you laugh. I thought of, I don't want to forget it when we said about, I was saying the thing about being in Jersey is like the people don't hate their jobs and they're shitty. I had the most contentious back and forth with a, with two guys who worked at it's like an auto customization place. And I took my truck there. And I asked the guy, I was like, about wrapping the car to make it matte. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Like the matte paint looks like the matte paint. Yeah. And he was like, he was telling me that what that is. And I was like, do you guys do like, I wanted to get like the lights that go like in the wheel well and stuff. And he goes, yeah, they're called rock lights. And the guys, this is their attitude, really. It's like two guys, and they're just like, yeah, it's called rock lights. Like we install them. Like you buy them and we'll install them. And that kind of like drab about it, and like I'm annoying them because they can tell I don't know anything that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then I go, now, is there a way you could do it where the light colors can change? And it's like a switch that's like, it's like hooked to the car's electric, right? And they're like, yeah, just that kind of shit. And then I went like this, and I go, I'm asking more questions. I go, and the lights can change colors. You can make them different colors. Like, yeah, it could be like 60 different colors. And then I went, is there a way? Now I know they have those Govee things. Is there a way where the lights can kind of go in something like with when I'm playing music? And he goes, how old are you? And I went, 40. I went 47. He goes, what? And I went, I didn't have any money in the 90s when I was a teenager. And then the rest of the time I was, have you ever had this before? It was contentious, but getting the job done. If I do any of these things, I'm going to do it through them. But even the thing I was like, so what is it like what would the mat like kind of look like? He's like, it'll look like the color of your car, but matte. Everything was just like that. You know what I mean? Like, like kind of like what, I don't know. And then, but then at the end, he's like, here's a company that sells those lights. We'll install them, you know, email me if you want to show me something. So everything was like, it was never nice, but I left there going like, I'm going to use those guys. I don't even know. Like, they were shitty to me like 3 different times.
Yeah. I mean, convenience versus like, that's my problem. Is like, I always take it personally. And at one point, I'm just going to be like, hey, could you, like, you know, give me a little bit of, like, bedside manner here?
I had perspective with them that I was like, I'm a dude. I'm 47 again. I'm walking in. I clearly know nothing about any of this stuff. I don't even know what the lights that I'm looking for are called. So they're just kind of like, so I get the flip side of being with somebody and they're trying to, what I didn't like is I was like, I'm the asshole here for sure. But also, I'm not an asshole who doesn't know I'm the asshole. You know what I mean? It's like you guys are kind of having your giggles like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, no, I also find it funny that I'm asking for these things. So that was the kind of a thing they were like, they kind of thought they were laughing at me behind my back. I'm like, no, we're all laughing at me. Like I understand why
I'm laughing with you guys. They're like, all right, buddy, you're laughing too.
That's a great thing.
When they asked me how old are you, I started laughing. When they asked me how old I was.
No, we all think I'm a fag. All three of us think I'm a fag, okay? So you want to fight about it?
You guys want to go?
Oh, you think you guys are laughing at me. What you don't realize is
I'm laughing at me
this whole time.
What you guys are unaware of is that I have been laughing at me.
All right, so we took a water bus, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a bus on the water, which I didn't realize.
Homeless person picking their toenails.
Well, you don't realize how it all works. Like, you know, when you, you know, if I told you right now, all right, you're going to go from Rome to Lido Beach. And you, with this, you have to take a high-speed train from Rome to Venice. Then once you're in Venice, you have to take either a water taxi, private water taxi, water bus, or like a ferry over to Lido Beach.
Oh, I've got to go with I take a water limo myself, but it's overwhelming.
I took a water monster truck. A monster boat called Bigfoot. No, but like it's overwhelming when you really just that there alone, you're like, I've never done this before, to go from Rome to a fucking little island off of Venice, like a beach town. Like it's a lot. And so we ended up taking like a water bus because I didn't realize like a water taxi is not even that much more expensive. Water taxi is private. We, you know, seven of us get into a boat and they just drive us. It takes 15 minutes. We got on a thing that had like 10 stops. It was a fucking bus. Like there's people standing up like holding.
Yeah, dude. Have you never rode the bus before? That's the bus.
Strap hangers.
Dude, I stops.
Whenever anyone on the boat dings the bell, it just pulls over.
This is
the captain has a little belt with a change thing.
Exact change, please. Sir, we're on the water. Exact change.
It'll be 3 seashells.
Oh, there's another confusing Jersey thing. I can't believe they still have those tolls that are like 85 cents exact change.
Well, that's crazy.
I don't think I've been in possession of loose change in 6 years.
Well, I'll send you a copy. The government did 9/11. Boom.
Oh, shit. Nice. Loose change.
So we're on the water bus, right? And it's just bus people. And, you know, we're bus people. Like, I'm a bus person that I've taken Lewis out of the bus. You can't take the bus out of Lewis. You take Lewis out of the bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Lewis comes from a long line of bus people, and he's the first generation who got off the bus.
Yeah. I'm just not a bus guy anymore, right? So I see what this is.
I don't take the bus no more.
I don't shine shoes no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, yeah, whatever, my man. Taxi. He goes, well, anyway, we'll see you next time. Get back on that bus. Hey! I don't know if you heard. You haven't heard, probably. You've been gone a long time, but I don't take the bus no more.
Dude, this is like... There's fucking 100 people on this little water bus, right? We get on from our stop. Our stop's like the furthest stop. So we get on, we grab our seats, right? And, you know, it's like, I would say it's €9 for the bus. It's €80 for us to get a private water taxi. There's 7 of us. So for like 10 more euro, we have a private water taxi for 15 minutes. Or we can get on this fucking floating shit bucket for fucking literally for 48 minutes. It's a 48-minute ride for us.
Why did you decide on the bus?
I
didn't know any better. I was just trying to figure it out. And I'm like, they were like, oh, the water bus. So my sister and my niece are sitting down with my aunt, and everyone else is kind of over a different area, and they're in, like, there's 4 seats that are facing each other. Now apparently my sister and my niece and my aunt sat down in, you know, like an above 70 or retarded person section. You know, like a handicapped or above 70. That's like the age limit. But they weren't looking at this because we can't read any of the signs. So we're just not.
That's a great passive, like backhanded insult to people over 70. You just be like, this is for you and the retards.
Yeah.
Have a seat.
None of you can walk. Sit here and slobber on yourselves.
Are you old or do you have no limbs? Either way, you're the same to me.
What is there?
Call this the useless people.
Have you been places where it's like homeless all over the streets?
Not really. I mean, Rome, you'll see some homeless people here and there, but it's all pretty nice. Venice
What's homeless Italy people, like Italian people, like? Is it still kind of like refined seeming? Like, scaducci, I'll change us.
They're dressed like Robin Hood and his merry men. They're all wearing tights and they have feathers.
Does it just look like a fucking straight up like a bum like anywhere else? They just speak beautiful Italian.
There's like an African population here or in Italy as well. You'll see Africans like.
They're not too far away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I came here for the chicken palm.
My sister's in these seats, and like an older woman gets on And there's like a language barrier and a cultural barrier. So she's like, and my sister's like, what? What's your problem? Like immediate, like that energy.
Oh, Jesus.
Just being a fucking like a New York thug. Like a, it's a real Louis J. Gomez at work.
did you feel
shut
like
up,
you were
you pizza
yourself?
Flipping bitch?
I was just like,
Lewis is outside himself, watching himself a little bit, going like, oh yeah.
The woman was aggressive quickly with my sister. She was like, kind of like, but there was a language. I think what was going on was she was going like, oh, like this, your 10-year-old daughter doesn't need to be sitting here. I'm an old lady. Can I please have that seat? And then my sister was just like, what? What's your problem? Like, she didn't like, we didn't even realize they were in those seats until like afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was just like, it's,
who the
it's,
fuck are you, bitch? What are you, fucking Miss Boyardee?
I think it's like in their culture, it's not even a question. A 10-year-old would just get up and let this old woman sit down. I think that's just like, you know, it's not even like, so I think there was almost this attitude of like, so then another woman comes on and her mom's not 70, her mom's like 50 or whatever. But then she's like, yeah, my mom gets to see it. So my sister's like, oh, so we're supposed to just fucking move for all you people? Because she's like, there's all these Italians over her. And she's just cursing them all out, being like, you think you're fucking better than us? And he was like, Jenny, what are you fucking doing? It's just not that big of a deal to get like arrested and kicked off of a boat on the way
this
to
our. This is why nobody likes you spaghetti niggers.
Fuck you, fuck the Pope. I'm out, USA bitch.
Fuck the Pope. Oh. Catholics are gay. I'm glad the fucking lions ate all your people.
Jesus ain't shit. Fuck him.
Dude.
Fuck Jesus. Fuck olive oil.
This is why, Lewis, this is why you can't give free trips to people. They have to earn them themselves. You can't give things to people. They're not ready for it.
So then the whole time she's just literally barking at these bitches, the whole, like a 48-minute boat ride.
You think this is the first time I've squared off against 10 bitches with mustaches? Let's go.
And I'm just going, Jenny, like, yes, technically you're right. I get it. These bitches were kind of weird, like aggressive. It's like, but like.
Scoozy.
We got kids here. Like, obviously there's like some sort of language barrier and cultural barrier. I was like, let's just, you know. We'll have a nice time on vacation.
Bianca, go stand. Go get down on your knees behind this bitch. I'm going to shove her over. Now you're insane. Sitting, you slut.
Yeah.
I like it. I like Janice gone wild and fucking
Janice's. She's a mad woman. Guys, you would actually really enjoy hanging out with Janice.
I want to see, like, yeah, me and her just take rhino charges and try to straighten the tower, the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah.
Did you take a picture?
Did you and James take a picture with the Leaning Tower of Pisa where it looks like it's your penis? Is that even there?
It's not there. It's in Pisa.
I thought
pizza was in Italy. There's nowhere pizza's from.
It's not the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Shut up. Is that true? Is it not Leaning Tower of Pizza? Because I'll sign off the show right now if that's true. If it's not Leaning Tower of Pizza, round Neapolitan pizza, right? Oh. It's a big tube. It's like a bunch of pizza stacked on top of each other.
We went to Venice. Venice was retarded. We're going tonight for dinner. After this show, I'm going to meet everybody in Venice.
Lewis, do you ever just start talking shit with someone when James is around you?
No, like, it's happened a couple times.
Like, what? Yes.
My biggest fear on earth is getting my shit rocked in front of James.
I would always feel like, if I was James, Dave,
somebody beats you up in front of Victor, you'd have to kill Victor.
either that guy or Victor. And look, I'll be honest, one's an easier target. That guy just beat the shit out of me already. I know he's not going to be that easy to kill.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like, well, the things you got to go kill. Like, you have to, in front. Like, if you get into a fight, obviously it would be a spontaneous thing that you had to defend yourself or something, or was going down in front of your kids, and you get the shit kicked out of you. The next time, you have to bring your children when you go try to get revenge and try again. You have to, kids, get in the back of the car. Lauren's going, Dave, please, this is ridiculous. No. I need these kids to respect me for the rest of their lives. So please, if you wouldn't mind, back inside. Let me take these kids for the next hour. I'm going to find this guy.
Fuck me, dude. Yeah, no.
I couldn't imagine talking shit. Anything short of like there was like I had no choice, like a fight's being brought to me. I could never even if I really wanted to talk shit, I'd always just be like, well, I can't because I have my kids.
Well, usually so I can't. Gets in, but there's also a thing that like you'll see red. Like there was the time that I had to have told the story on the show, but we were in, I believe, Jamaica, and a guy had a camera and James was in front of him. And the guy shoved James with the end of his camera. Like he butted James, like he physically like pushed him with the camera. And I watched it happen. I just watched it happen. Like the guy wanted James to move out of his way quicker and he fucking gave him a shove. And I fucking just saw red and I was going to fucking, that guy nearly shit himself. I was going to murder that guy. So I guess there's a moment where you kind of
It's a little different. That was kind of like someone kind of put their hands on your kid. Not exactly put their hands on your kid, but kind of.
He put his camera on my kid. Yeah. You know, the power of fucking, you know, carry the two.
Right. Something in that range, but like, that's a little different. And I've had things where I was like, which I regretted later, where I've been like, I've gotten into like, not a like a fight talking shit, but just like complaining, like about, like there was one time a chick at a restaurant was very rude to my mother-in-law and I snapped at her and said something, and then I just like didn't back down and kind of kept talking shit, and like the staff was coming over, and I did look at that like, yeah, I really shouldn't have done that in front of the kids. But that's different than like talking shit that might be like we might end up fighting. I would always, even obviously losing's worse, but I would just never want to fight in front of my kids. That's just, but that the thought of that terrifies me.
Sure. But it's because mostly you might lose.
Well, that's like a different type of fear, but
the long-term trauma of that.
I wouldn't want to win a fight in front of my kids either though. I just wouldn't want them to see me.
It's an involuntary reaction. It's the same stupidity as when they tell somebody.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to have to kick so much ass in front of my kids. You can't see me in that light. It's just.
He goes, dude, I don't want them to see me exact justice in the most violent way possible. No, but you know.
It's being so badass.
It's the same thing as when they tell a jury to like disregard something fucking crazy that was just said that they're definitely not going to disregard. Do you know what I mean? It's like the same fucking thing with
after you get your ass kicked, you tell your kid to disregard that from the record.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's like your kid's never gonna forget that. So you get beat up one on one, fair fight. You had every opportunity to win. You didn't get you get jumped in front of your kids. That's traumatic for them. But I don't know if they judge you as like a pussy. But if you just square up with a guy one on one and he just drops you and you have fucking Frankenstein arms and your chick's got to come slap your face in front of the kids. I mean,
that's not good.
And you get up and then your wife has to have, like, you put your arm around her so she could help you to the car.
Oh, God, dude.
Oh, you're just watching. That would be brutal.
It'd be just the absolute worst. So I'm saying, like, James, if he ever gets bullied, I have to go, like, fight the dad. Then if like what if James gets his ass kicked, then I get my ass kicked by the kid's dad. It's just like multiple generations of getting my ass kicked.
Well, some families are better than other families.
I would rather die than have to look in my son's face and him be dead. You couldn't defend me.
I won a fight in Ohio once, and that kid came for me, and but then I guess when he got home. So I don't know if one of his parents knew my stepmom or something, but they called my house and my dad answered the phone and he got hyped and he threatened the dad. Like we're going to go over there and he's going to kick your son's ass again and I'm going to kick your, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then my stepmother came home and started bitching us both out. And then it all got turned right to me. Just got the end that I was the problem.
She said she wasn't going to let you guys eat your Salisbury steak, which is something that they would feed you at that time in the world.
Oh, yeah. This house was Salisbury steak heavy. I was able to live my dad for, I mean, less than 6 months. I pulled it. And I did the, I want to go live with dad. And they were like, yeah, go for it. I mean, I think by 3 months later, I was definitely going like, hey, can I come back? This sucks.
I had a similar thing happen. I was like, when I was like seven, I was like, I want to live with dad. They're like, he's dead. Like,
or you could live with dad if you want to.
If, yeah, he goes, keep talking that shit. You'll be with dad real soon.
Fuck me. Let's do plugs right quick.
Right quick. No, I'll go. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. A lot of fun stuff coming up. I'll be in Tacoma, Washington for two nights, last weekend of July. And then, it's August 1st and 2nd, actually. The first 2 days of August. Then, me and Lewis bringing Story Wars out to the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. Two shows Monday, one show Tuesday. Crazy lineups. Sacramento, right after that, going right from LA to Sacramento. So first time there in a little while. I'm looking forward to that. New Brunswick, New Jersey, Dirty Jers, one of the first clubs I ever worked in my life. Appleton, Wisconsin, Calgary, Laugh Shop in Calgary, first time doing that. So look for a seat near you. Pittsburgh, let's fill that bitch up. Portland, oh, I'm all over the place. A city near you, Big J Okerson's Peter North American tour coming on a city near you. If you get it, you get it. And of course, listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk Series XM 103 with me and the great comedian, actor, and now director, Robert Kelly. And of course, Story Wars, America's favorite new comedy game show, Obsession, right here on Gas Digital Network. And then watch Them Day. They're still both that. Oh, some fun news coming with that. There's going to be a double vinyl available, limited edition double vinyl of Them Day. Coming out very soon, as well as we're doing some sort of a package deal with, you can get all four shows raw footage unedited from the four shows we recorded for Them Day. So two more hours almost of stuff.
All right, I can go.
Go.
Come see me on the road, guys. Magoobie's Joke House for the first time ever, Timonium, Maryland. That's happening August 8th and 9th. We're going to be doing the Gathering of the Juggalos on the 15th. Me, Big J, Tim Butterly, Zach and Miko. Going to be a crazy night. Just one show on Friday night in the comedy tent. It's going to be pretty debaucherous.
But we're kicking it all weekend.
Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island, August 22nd and 23rd. I'm very excited about that room. Love that room. Portland, Maine's coming up right after that in September. Key West, Florida, Levittown, New York, Springfield, Missouri, Chandler, Arizona, and more. I'm torn for the rest of the year. You know, I just filmed a new special that's coming out late this year, probably October or November or so. But go to my website again. I'm touring up all throughout next year as well. Please come check me out on the road. That's really important. Check out all the other podcasts that I do, The Regs and Story Wars. Sign up for my mailing list. Buy my book on pre-order on Amazon right now. And just thanks for being you. Thanks for being here, guys.
Davey.
Aw, that's very nice. Well, I don't have too much more stuff coming up this summer. I'm taking a little time off with the fam, and the comedy mothership is all sold out, and that's, I think, the only one I'm doing till. But in September, I'll be back on the road. Tacoma Comedy Club, Spokane Comedy Club, Wise Guys out in Las Vegas, Detroit House of Comedy, Tampa Side Splitters, and then I'll be at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie again. ComicDaveSmith.com for all those ticket links. And then, of course, Part of the Problem, 4 days a week, partoftheproblem.com. And then lots of other, shows. I just did Pierce Morgan, I think, should come out today. And then got a couple other big podcasts coming up. So stay tuned for that.
Today or Friday?
I mean, yesterday, maybe the day before yesterday. Today. It should be up right now.
You made it more confusing, Dave.
I wasn't trying to. Yeah, I was just saying, like, when we stop recording this, will I be able to watch it?
Not yet. I think it's supposed to be out at 3 p.m. today. We were recording this on Wednesday. For you guys listening, it's up. Go watch
there
it.
There you go.
That's it was a one-on-one interview with Pierce Morgan. Just me and him.
Really?
For the first time ever.
That's fun.
Finally, just one British voice coming at you.
Yeah, I've gotten so used to taking on five or six at the same time, it was easy.
Dave hates the Brits.
That's not true. I love the Brits. It's their representatives that I can't stand. Yes. They're coming at me.
You take Dave's website down.
or hey, we're trying to move some tickets there. Tacoma's still got some seats available.
You guys can see this on my face, right?
When you point it out, it looks like it's slightly irritated or something like that, but it's not.
Yeah, there.
I just notice on your cheek, maybe a little bit swollen. What is it?
What happened?
Stung by a jellyfish.
On your face?
On my fucking face.
Well, I just want you to know, with that one sentence, I'll never ever get in ocean water ever again in my life.
Jay, give Jay a moment. He's got to rip up some tickets to Italy.
Buddy, pools exclusively for the rest of my entire existence.
I don't want to put my kids
I thought they were, it almost got my eye. Everyone got stung. We kept on getting stung. These like little jellyfish were in the water where we were, but it was just, they were like very like mild.
I've never been stung by a jellyfish. What does it feel like?
This felt like a demon's finger slapped over my eye and said, come here.
Scorpion. You took the scorpion fucking fatality.
Dude, it felt like literally, imagine the devil touch his finger across your eye, how the burning sensation would feel while you're underwater.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, it was fucking, we were playing with a frisbee. We're just like flinging a frisbee. And I'm assuming these jellyfish were just living their lives. They're just not dealing with like big Americans. I'm just like slamming down, like with trying to catch a frisbee.
You saw them.
No, but the girls went back out to jellyfish hunt later on.
Is that a thing?
They saw them. Well, no, they didn't. I mean, they weren't actually hunting them, but they were trying to find them.
Oh, I thought they were catching them, is what I was thinking more.
No, they weren't trying to catch them. But like when I crashed down in the water, I felt something on my eye and I went, ow, like that. And then I felt the jellyfish in my hand.
No! Lost
my fucking eye. I was like, literally.
Oh, God. Hold on. So that you feel it in your hand, and is it still in your hand or it like fell back into the water?
I put it back in the water, but my eye was all burning and I was like worried that it was actually in my eye and not like just across.
Right.
Yeah.
But the devil missed your eye. Just got the finger right across.
Yeah. Just the finger across. It's been a trying trip, guys.
You're not really selling Italy.
No, Italy rules.
This whole thing sounds like a nightmare.
I will say that I would be doing this podcast
with my balcony,
but there's a tree outside that has 1,000 cicadas in it. So you hear cicadas like in Jersey in the distance. Not in Italy, dude. Cicadas. Dude, they're right outside of the window. It's crazy.
Look at all of this. Lewis just pus coming out of his eyes, like, had to close the window on account of the cicadas. Yeah. Come to Italy. It's wonderful.
I like Lewis opens his shirt and he's covered in cicadas like Candyman.
Cicadas are just,
you're just evil. Bones. You're just what bones. A, you're just bones wrapped in cicada.
What a horrible creature. They're like demon crickets.
Yeah, I feel like they come every year for something that's supposed to come every like 7 years or something.
I don't know. Can we see a picture of a cicada? They're really just most horrifying, loud, evil creatures ever.
You know, you speak of Magoobies. One time that I did Magoobies, it was that cicada season. And it was, if you went outside the hotel, there was thousands, like the lantern flies. There was thousands of them dead on the ground. And some of them just like half crawling. Yeah, they're not a pleasant looking bug.
No, they are not.
Look at them. Oh, what an awful creature.
I'll tell you, they are actually different out here for some reason, but the lantern flies out here are actually, they're not like bad. It's not a bad looking bug at all, the lantern fly.
Lanternfly, no. If somebody said it was a beautiful butterfly, you'd be like, it is beautiful. But then when you find out that it's a pest, you're like, ew, touch me.
Yeah, absolutely right. If it get on me now, I'd be like, when they first woke up, it's like, it feels like it's like ladybug vibes.
Yeah, you're like, it's just, there's a switch. You're like, ew, they turn into roaches.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, you have to kill them. I go, get off me and die, you fucking pretty piece of shit.
Yeah, when they're opened up, they look kind of pretty.
No, go up. Because I'm telling you, there's different one. Like, go to that top left one there. The ones that are out here are the ones that, You click that one, the top right. Those are the ones that are out here. And I think those are really cool looking. And then you find out they're vermin. You're like, oh, you piece of shit. The ones in the city are the ones right below it, which are interesting the wrong way, but they look more like moths to me.
Yeah. I mean, they're in that family, right? Probably moth or butterfly or something.
Hang on. Guys, welcome to Etymology Corner with Mickey Okerson. The spotted lanternfly came from Japan in some foliage deliveries. Hey, guys. Breaking news.
Oh, fuck me.
Well, I mean, you've gotten all the bad luck out of the way, so the rest of the trip is smooth sailing.
Dude, smooth sailing.
At this point, nothing could possibly go wrong.
Good. Nothing could possibly go wrong. Possibly go wrong. That's the first thing that's ever gone wrong.
shooting Aunt Amory in the head and trafficking all the other girls.
Let's see what we all look like on
Aunt Amory's just dead weight. Jay.
Did she what did you say? We all look what?
Well, you said let's see what we all look like.
Yeah, I wanted to take a screenshot of what it looks like. I don't know how to take a computer screenshot.
What were you going to ask?
It's probably a thing. What was I going to ask? Where are you going for your meal right now?
Just some restaurant.
Italian?
Yeah.
I mean,
dude, I was 3 seconds away from going like, what are you guys getting, Greek?
Well, we can...
Chinese?
They're a good Chinese delivery place.
Lewis, can you go to a pizza place and keep telling them and film yourself, keep telling them that pizza actually came from China? I don't know why when I was a kid that was some kind of a thing that people would argue.
I think what it was supposed to be was pasta, and through the game of telephone you got it as pizza. I think the claim is pasta comes from China.
Yeah.
Well, no. And they were like that. I think the rumor was Italy stole it because they had the Leaning Tower of pizza.
I'm going to go ahead and say I think that part's just not true.
Guys, this is History Corner with Big Joe.
Yeah, we're going into Venice. We did the yesterday. We did the gondola rides, which were actually really cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What rides are these?
It's like a guy with a stupid hat who like stick rows you.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. He pushes you around the canals of Venice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He tells you. Was it romantic? Did you finger your chick while your family sat in a circle?
No, me and my chick were actually in a different gondola than the rest of the family because you can only do 5 people per gondola.
Slick.
Yeah. So, but no, I didn't finger her. But it was romantic and it was really cool. It was like, you know, just a very unique experience. Like,
it is funny though to be like, it was very romantic until we looked left and saw my family and sister.
My sister
James staring at you.
Her sister's just fist fighting someone on the other boat.
The gondola. They have the gondola guy down. Your sister's just on the ground wailing on him over and over again.
Insane.
Merci. Merci.
Yeah. It's a lot traveling with an 88-year-old woman to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I went to Europe with Zach and Miko. I know.
Yeah. Well, my 88-year-old aunt is.
More mobility.
More mobile than Zach Amico.
No, we gotta get Zach moving at the Gathering of the Juggalos. We gotta get him moving around.
Yeah, that'll turn it around. Everybody says when you hit rock bottom, you want to go to a Weekend of the Juggalos to get moving.
One day, a month from now, we're gonna make Zach move.
Yeah, I need him to train heavy.
That's your plan.
I'd like him to train heavy for just Friday. Just be 100% Friday.
Really fucking get out there, Zach. Just move.
Just move.
Oh, fuck. I'm excited about the gathering, too. I got to fucking... I don't know. I don't want to get too crazy, but you have to almost get too crazy at the gathering.
It's pretty goddamn fun. It was a lot of fun last year, and I think this year with being me, you, and Butterly, and Zach is going to... I mean, it's going to be so fun. It's such... I'm telling you, you'll be surprised how you can kill hours just getting on a cart and driving through like the tent cities and shit.
Do we drive our cart or do they give us a driver?
No, we'll drive cart.
Oh, nice.
No, you don't want a driver. You want to just be able to go when you want to go. You just park it right. Yeah, G Mike's the driver. You just park it right in front of we're gonna have a little fucking RV. It's gonna be great.
Yeah,
it's gonna be. It's such a silly event. I said last year my memories are just dumb. It sounds like a 14-year-old's dream, doing NOS balloons while on the dragon ship ride, watching Kim Dracula on the stage. It was just like, what the fuck is happening? And G Mike was right there, all about it.
Yeah, I'm excited. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's
good. I hope we don't die.
We're not gonna die. And I only saw one public sex act the whole weekend. It was last minute, man. We were leaving. There was a guy sitting on a rock just fingering a girl while everybody walked by. And I was so excited. I was like, oh, look, hey, a thing. We finally saw a thing.
It's so funny how that would have so been me years ago. Like, I would have definitely just finger banged a chick on a rock in front of a bunch of people. Cameras have really ruined who I am.
You know what's really fucked up my crimes? Evidence.
Evidence and evolving modern morality.
Everyone's got their blah blah opinions about what you should or shan't do at the gathering.
Well, like, I would always like fantasize about going to like a big like orgy when I was younger, right?
Sure. But,
like, you know, I can see getting into that. It'd be kind of hot, like just banging a chick and fucking passing her around, and another dude takes her. You know, so you grab that chick and fucking. So like, but number one, it's never hot people. It's just a bunch of fat dudes.
No, but even if it was like attractive,
it's always just people, a bunch of go mites.
And even if it's attractive people, this is a thing that I think is just, and it's funny for the audience to see these kind of things. I would have done exactly what you're describing at one point and been like, that's going to be awesome. I've done things in the past that just age now would go like, yeah, dude, I don't know. I don't really need to like fuck in front of my boys ever again. Like, yeah. It wouldn't be like if we were all single guys. I'm saying I wouldn't even like cross my mind to be like, me and Lewis are gonna double team this chick.
Like, I would like, literally be like, no, I'm not having sex in front of my boys.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But there was a time where you didn't think twice about it.
It's whatever. It was like the fear of loss. I don't know what it was, but it was like why I would. I think me and Dave both were trying to look cool in front of you or to you. So I think there was a part of that.
Why I fucked Shay.
Before you try to make this like it was my weirdness that got us into doing these things.
No, me and Dave.
You and Dave did things together too.
Yeah, of course.
With each other.
It's just being
Dave's so hot.
It's just an age thing, dude. When you're particularly, I think when you're a young dude and you didn't have a father, you kind of just become like in a man's body, but you're really still a fucking child. It kind of takes you to like going into life to like grow up. And there's just like, yeah, when we were kids, we did crazy shit that it does now. Yeah. No, even if I didn't have a wife and kids or anything like that now, it's like, no, there's no way I'd be the degenerate I was in my 20s. Cause it's also part of it. Like, it's just lame.
Well, it is the impressive. Fucking,
that sucks when you're older. I don't know. It's not cool.
No, it is the impressive nature of Ari Shaffir that he used to do all the things. But like, even the idea, like I remember when we were younger, when Dave stayed at my house all the time, like, If it would be like a funny thing if it was like when he walked into a room, like my nuts were like out of my shorts or so, do you know what I mean? Like those kind of dumb things that it would be like, I think I would just be like, put your nuts away, bro. Like, I don't need to do nuts. It's fine. I get it.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Your nuts are out. Okay.
Yeah. All right, your nuts are out. That's why I said, God bless Ari Shaffir. He's never lost that boyish,
he'll never lose it.
Boyish, impish wonder of showing his wang to people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but more than anything else, I have such a shitty ass that I can't let people watch me fuck from behind.
Well, I think what we're saying
now, you got to control the angles on that.
I think we're all in agreement. It's the thing was why we do this before, because it's if the thing is always that or nothing, it's a no question that. You know what I mean? If you're going to get like pussy in some capacity or fuck around with some chick, it was kind of like, all right, I guess it's going to be me and my buddy, you know what I mean? Like me and my buddy are sharing a room, even a hotel room. So like, Do you know what I'm saying? But like, it would just now I would be like, yeah, man, if like a friend was like hooking up with a chick and she was like, well, she wants to fuck us both, I'd be like, have a ball, my man. You know what I mean? Like, you go for it, buddy. I wouldn't even like, it's not like, it's then it's age. It's all it is.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's weird.
On that note, boys, I love you.
I have an orgy to get to.
If you'll excuse me.
If you'll scoozy, Papa Louie gotta go get his a penis a sock. Eh? Is a sausage? All right, thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your trip, buddy.
You come home tonight? You get home on Monday.
I get home on Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Because Friday, Davey's going with me to see Toto Men at Work and Christopher Cross. And then the very next day, me and Lewis going to see Pantera at Jones fucking Beach. Hell yeah. We'll catch you guys next time back at the stand. Until then, everybody, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're ever trying to watch a retard draw swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.